Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem, talking about something perhaps just a little bit more serious, and that is the situation in Mozambique. South African National Defence Force sending troops there. I'm not sure if that is a help or a hindrance. Is it too little, too late? I'm not sure. Well, let's ask a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives at Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program. A very good morning to you, Willem. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning.
Interesting. The cost, obviously, absolutely exorbitant to send our troops there, but probably well worth it if they can do good. I would imagine that this conflict is a concern for the whole region.
Good morning, Howard. Yeah, yes. Waging war doesn't come cheap. We saw that a few years ago, the total budget for the AMISOM deployment in Somalia for a whole year was about half the amount that we have now budgeted for a mere 3 months just for the South Africans to deploy to Mozambique. So it is expensive, but we should see that in the background. You know, if we deploy some of our frigates or our naval vessels, it costs quite a few rand just to deploy them, and if they have to operate there for an extended period, is going to take some more money. You know, to keep, for instance, an helicopter in the air costs you a few thousand rands per hour. So just this part of all the other logistical problems, etc. So it is expensive, but we also see that that is only the cost for the South African deployment. We saw that Botswana has also deployed almost 300 troops, as well as Angola, that is also contributing troops towards Mozambique. You said that it has been ongoing. Yes, it's been ongoing for the past 4 years. We saw that Mozambique were challenged, that they didn't really make any inroads in containing or curbing the insurgency there. It led to the displacement of about 800,000 people with many more deaths, or many deaths, where the majority of your casualties were the public.
Yeah, should they have done this? Should they have sent troops earlier?
It would have been preferable for them to go earlier. You know, every time the way it works with an insurgency like this, you know, every day that they are successful and that they prove to be effective, it creates the aura around them that also then serves as a platform for them to gain more support and also to recruit more people to come and join them. So they became stronger and stronger by the day, and especially in the light of how the Mozambican government reacted to them, where they really got a bloody nose every second day in trying to curb the situation. So should South Africa or SADC have deployed earlier, yeah, they might not have been as strong, they might not have been as entrenched in the communities or also in the region as they are today.
What is our training like? What is our ability like?
It depends. Yeah, it depends what we're going to do. We don't know what the strategy or the concept plan is of what South Africa is going to do. We know that they already deployed some of our special forces as an advanced team that will actually provide feedback on the situation on the ground to South Africa. We know that South Africa does not have a very big capability in asymmetric warfare, and that is what they're going to have to do there. But we also know that if they deploy the Navy, it will be a different type of deployment. The reason why we are mentioning the Navy is that for the past year, the insurgents have actually captured the strategic port, which is also hosted naval base of the Mozambican forces of Mozambique Praia, what they then used in order to also not only to supply and to resupply themselves, but also to dominate and terrorize all the small little islands along the coast of the Cabo Delgado coast. So that is going to be different. Another thing that actually came in was a curveball that was thrown to SADC by the deployment of the Rwandan troops that are not actually part of SADC. So that changed the dynamics, and they had to reassess, hence the reassessment on the ground that is going on, in the words of the Minister of Defense of South Africa, that said that their France team will actually provide feedback, and that will determine the further deployment of our troops.
What is the what lies behind all of this? This insurgency. Why has this area been picked as an area for this Islamist insurgency?
Howard, that is a very there's a short answer and a very long answer for that. It's very complex. If you go back in history, you know, as far back as 1964. The very first shot was fired in a small town called Chai in the area of Cabo Delgado against the Portuguese rule. So there they already rose up against the Portuguese rule. But what happened here is Cabo Delgado is about as far, if you look at Pemba, it's about as far from Maputo, the capital, as Windhoek in Namibia as is from Maputo. So it's a vast distance.
Amazing.
from the capital. Those people were marginalized. Mm. They were forgotten. They already referred to themselves as living in Cabo Esquecido, which in Portuguese means the forgotten Cape. So they were left behind, and there was not a lot of development. And it was a discontent that actually rose over a long period of time. And that is one of the reasons. The other reason also for the location there is that they got the backstop. You know, an insurgency of this nature normally takes place near or close to an international border, and we know that is the border with Tanzania, where they've got the backstop.
Really, really fascinating, and no doubt I want to check in with you again just to see how this is going. Willem El, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies, the ISS. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us and sharing your insights.